This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Norman Cousins would give this example of a young man in his 20s. He had symptoms, just symptoms of MS, multiple sclerosis. They weren't serious, but they were troubling enough to interfere with his life. They were troubling enough to give him the thought, I need to have this checked out. He was able to function, go to work. He goes to the doctor. He has a series of tests, a series of different things at the hospital. And then finally the day came when the doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do have MS. You do have multiple sclerosis. The man's father said this, my son aged 20 years in 1 hour. Listen to that again. My son aged 20 years in 1 hour. He said, that morning I picked him up to take him to the doctor. He walked from his house to the car, got in, no problem. He said, I had to help him into the house. I had to help him into bed after that visit. What happened? Just having the symptoms of what he was experiencing confirmed you do have this illness. All of a sudden, the symptoms increased and he felt worse than he did before. It was very real to him, just like Annie's father feeling the pain shooting up his leg. There is power in how you feel in regards to what you believe. Now, if that's true medically, and that's true socially, how much more true is it when a man or woman comes to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that joy fills their life, that their behavior changes, and what they think changes, what they do changes, how they talk changes, and I'm going to illustrate it to you through this passage. If we could bring up verse 25 again. Verse 25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. I want to talk to you about midnight moments for a minute. What in the world is a midnight moment? Some of you had it last night. Somebody in this room had a midnight moment last night. Somebody had it this week. Somebody had it this month or this year. And what it means is this. It's when you wake up in the middle of the night, whether it's midnight, one, two, or three, and you can't go back to sleep. And there's something on your mind. There's something to do with one of your children. There's something to do with your husband, your wife. There's something to do with one of your parents, or something to do at work. There's a crisis in your life. And you wake up in that midnight moment, and you don't know what to do. Do I take a Benadryl to help me sleep? Some people, do I have a drink to help me sleep? What do I do in order to go back to sleep? I want you to notice what Paul and Silas did. After being severely flogged, if you know what flogging is, this was not a slap on the wrist. This was a beating. They're wounds. They're bleeding. And what do they do at midnight? They pray to the Lord and they sing hymns. I want to suggest to you that if it worked for Paul and Silas, it could work for some of us. That when you have a midnight moment and you can't sleep, that the most natural, most important thing maybe you could do would be to either get on your knees figuratively or literally and say, Lord, help me with this. Lord, I turn to you. I trust my child over to you. I trust my parent over to you. Whatever the situation is, I trust this work situation. I place it in your hands. That's what the Bible means when it says to cast your cares upon the Lord. It means to place those cares under his authority. Just like coming under the hands of a surgeon, you place those things under the hands of God and say, God, I put them in your hands. That may be the most therapeutic thing that somebody could do. But I want you to notice what else the verse says. It said that they prayed and they sang hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. I find that intriguing. What have people heard you say in the last month that would bring them to the Lord or push them away?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.